Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 29. Today's verse is from Surah Ma'arij, ayah 34. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who are watchful of their prayers. When we think about Allah's commandments for us, Salah is probably one of the first that comes to mind. It's been described as the pillar of our religion, as it holds together not just our day, but our whole faith. Though sometimes it might feel like that doesn't make it any easier. Praying at school or having to wake up from deep sleep can be tricky. Earlier in this same surah, I feel like Allah acknowledges that when he says, those who persevere in their salah. Allah knows that salah is something that takes effort. I think it's interesting that in this ayah, Allah says those who are watchful of their salah. It makes me think of something precious, for we are watchful over things that are really special or important to us. If I let my little brother have a turn on my favourite toy, I'm going to keep an eye on it to make sure it's being looked after. So if Allah wants me to be watchful over my salah, how should I treat it? Well, firstly, if I'm watchful over something, I consider it to be important. Maybe one of the things I can do is to be mindful of the time for salah, so that I can pray on time, as I know that Allah has given me an appointment and He is waiting for me. The salah is not because Allah needs it. It's for me. Salah is like a refresher course multiple times a day, a chance to revive our connection to Allah and review the message that He has given to us. When we stop five times in each day to meet with Allah, that remembrance of Him should change the way we behave in between those times. It's fascinating that Allah rarely mentions salah on its own. It's often followed by some action. Even here in the verses around this one, Allah reminds us to share our wealth and keep our promises. Because our salah is supposed to become a part of our personality and have a direct effect on our attitude and actions. Our salah is supposed to overflow into the rest of our lives. To me, this verse is a reminder that when I'm watchful of my salah, it reminds me of what's important in my life and makes me watchful over those things too. Head over to the Islam from the Start YouTube channel where you can watch a fab visual on the 5 P's to perfecting the prayer. May Allah make us of those who are watchful of their prayers. Let's pick out a keyword to help us remember and record this passage. Hafizah, the root word of yuhafizun, meaning to be watchful or careful. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little prayer mat. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keywords to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflections on what the verse means to you, and the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. My intention might be to try to understand what I'm saying when I pray. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in the keywords and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we could use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below and inshallah we can all learn together.